Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
BJ and Jamie.
And what a show off. What a show off. Carson, I'm surprised you haven't whipped it out right here in front of Jamie this morning. You whipped it out in front of me earlier.
Oh, he has.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's impressive, right?
It is impressive, isn't it?
Yeah.
You see how big it is?
Oh, my God.
Lordy, lordy,
you know,
lordy.
Because sometimes you hear, like, you know, pans,
the
whole thing.
Well, the way you put it to me this morning was, look, I want you to see something. Then he whipped it out.
Uh-huh.
And he said, hey, look, aren't I in a special club? And
yeah.
I said, well, I'm not in that club.
Yeah, I know.
I'll just say that.
That is for sure. You certainly are not.
Oh, Spadell, has he whipped it out in front of you yet?
No, I want to see. What is it?
Oh, buddy, it's impressive.
Is it?
No.
Okay.
Shiny.
You know
all
what
right.
It is? It's solid.
Yeah.
Carson is a member of the Casa Bonita Founders Club.
Oh,
and he has a card to prove it.
Nice.
He whipped this thing out in front of me this morning, and I'm like,
congratulations. Woo!
Okay, just listen to
holy
it.
Holy hell.
It almost sounds metal.
Yeah. I mean, it clocks when you put it down.
It does clock.
So proud. So
by
proud.
By the way, BJ,
me.
New word for you. It clocks.
It clocks?
Clunks.
Yeah, clocks.
Clunks.
I thought you said clocks.
Clunks.
Oh, because I was going to teach.
Hey, Jamie, a new word for you.
No, because clocks is a word now.
Is it?
Everybody, yeah.
I thought you said clunks.
He did clocks. Say clunk, but
what's
clocks.
Is, which is I
clocks is a new word that all the kids are using these days, too.
They are?
Yeah, clock it.
Oh, clock it. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Clock
in
it.
In
yeah.
That term, yes.
What's
yes,
that
yes, she is right.
Clock it. Like get it. Get it down. I'm clocking it.
Clocking it.
Yeah, it's a word.
It may take a while. Clock it. Clock
I thought that's
it.
What you were saying, like yeah. like with power, like clock it.
I think. Clockett's not made it to Littleton yet.
It obviously hasn't made it to Parker either.
No. What is clunk?
Clunk?
They just clunked it down.
Oh, so that's just, yeah.
You know what? It would have worked if he would have said clock it, but he didn't, so now he just went off the rails.
Yeah. Just
so,
on a whole
so let's just go
avenue.
Back to the pretending like it was a wiener thing.
Impressive. That's impressive. Casa Bonita, part of the Founders
is.
Club. They sent out these cards. And explain it. I don't know. How many people got them?
Well, I don't know how many people got them, but as of right now, they are not accepting any more founding members.
Whoa.
Yes.
I'm heartbroken.
So it's a founders club. I get a 10% discount at the gift shop.
No
I get exclusive reservations. I can make a reservation whenever I want, even if they're sold out.
Really?
Can you call,
I get access to special events.
Can you call in a reservation for me and you not even go?
I don't know. I might be able to have that. As a founding member, I would say that I do have that power.
Wow.
Yeah, because I still haven't been since it's open. You guys all have, but I have not.
If you can pull that off, then go ahead and clock it, man.
Yeah. See, that worked. See, that worked. Yeah. Yeah, it worked. Good job.
Damn.
Used in a sentence.
Look at me go.
Now, did that cost you money? All right, so again, this is the Casa Bonita Founders Club card.
So remember when they were saying they were just getting ready to open, and they're like, it's going to be invitation only. The only way you can actually get an invitation is if you sign up for the email club.
Yeah.
So that's the people that actually signed up early on are the people that now got these cards.
Wow, that is
look at you.
And it's got a real number on it. Well, now, can you use it as a credit card there?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it does have a magnetic strip. I haven't used it yet. It's so new to me.
And it's got a number on it, like
yeah,
a credit
like
card.
Yeah, it looks like a credit card. Yeah. Have they started up a whole thing? And it might be like 35% interest.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and buy some with it right now.
And I can see you being like those people that have that American Express. What is it? The
Platinum.
Black card?
Oh, yeah.
There's a black one. Which is the highest level?
Oh, black.
Black is the highest level.
That's
for
sure.
Yeah, but
I got
that costs like $250,000 a year or something.
Yeah, I got a buddy that has one. Mm-hmm. And he often goes into a place, and you should do this, Sue Carson. Like if you go into McDonald's, wherever you go, and you go to order something, accidentally whip out the Casa Bonita card.
Oh, just have okay.
Oh, yeah,
because he does
idea.
That with his black card. To, yeah. Prestigious, you know, yeah. And say, oh, by mistake, let me get my
yes,
visa.
That's
out,
a good
you know?
Idea.
And that's what he does. You need to do
and
that with
because
your
because people would be like this. Because
yeah.
at least with American Express, yeah. With the black card, like there's so few out there that we haven't seen them. But that's kind of this thing, right? It's so few that people are going to be like, oh, can I touch it?
Yeah. I just want to hold it.
I was in a restaurant once here in town. Where two guys at the table had a black card.
Oh, yeah.
Both guys, and they were fighting over who would pay the bill because he kept putting their black card out there. Okay, no, I'll get it. No,
that's
I'll
how
get
prestigious
it.
This is.
Yeah.
Yours
and
is.
You should
can
use
I,
that.
Actually, can I look at it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to hold it?
Can I?
Does it have your name on it?
Let me see.
It does.
It does.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow. You got to post that.
And it's gold and blue. Well, without the numbers, but
what's it matter with the numbers? What is Casa Bonita card?
Because somebody else will get 10% off the gift shop.
Let's give our entire audience 10% off. Let's post your number.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So here's what it says: Casa Bonita, and it has the numbers 197427.
There you go. No, that's a great idea. We take your card, we give it out on the air, and we post it, and let everybody try to. Use your card to get 10% off. I mean, what could go wrong?
Right.
Think about it.
Nothing.
It
no.
says founding member. It's gold and shiny and black. I'm that's actually right. a little jealous. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. When it showed up, I wasn't even expecting it.
That
showed
is
up, I was
impressive.
Like, why is Casa Bonita sending me something?
Yeah.
And then I opened it up. And I was like, wow.
Now, does it give you 10% off of food?
I don't think so.
Ooh. Right. right. Right.
But if you want a t-shirt or like a scented candle.
Yeah. Or those poor people at the airport I was behind at DIA, and they had to relinquish their snow globe.
Oh. No kidding.
They had a Casa Bonita.
Because of the fluid
inside
it?
They had a Casa Bonita snow globe. They were so sad.
I could see a Casa Bonita snow globe having gasoline in it. I could see that.
Carson, does your card have a green stripe or a black stripe on the back?
A black stripe.
Oh, see, they say the green stripe ones are even more elite. You can get like upgraded seating to cliffside
why
seating.
Why would you tell him that?
Let him finish.
Why would he do that? Yeah,
well,
but this is mean.
They said that if you have a green stripe, you can get granted upgrades to cliffside seating and one free alcoholic drink per visit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Wow.
I was hoping you had a green one.
Wow. Let's post it.
You're just jealous.
I am jealous.
Yeah, you are jealous.
I am jealous.
I'm jealous too, though. Yeah. But sorry about the green thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that one free drink. Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
The drinks are expensive.
No cliffside for you.
No free drink. But enjoy that 10% off in the gift shop.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie morning show. Spaniel came running in here earlier this morning with a piece of audio about a Tesla that is doing a, what is it called? The... What kind of drive
self-driving, FSD.
Oh, okay. I never know those terms, you know. But it got hit by a train.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep. I did see that.
By the way, that video of your son in the back of that Waymo is pretty impressive. That is crazy. I've never been in one, so that's why it's so impressive to me, I guess.
Yeah, he's at that Combinator AI thing or whatever. He is living his best life. He has the music turned up on the Waymo. He's in the back seat going through downtown San Francisco on the way to a party.
Yeah. And the thing about San Francisco is that those are not easy streets to drive.
No.
And how Waymo has pulled that off is pretty damn impressive.
Well, they have like 80 cameras on it and LiDAR, whereas the problem with Tesla is, I guess they yanked their LiDAR. No. They only one of them has both. Waymo has both, and Tesla only has cameras. Yeah, so they don't have
LiDAR. I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea. All right, here we go. Tesla using that automation driving, and it gets hit by train.
District Attorney John Adams is talking technology and the law. Following a crash, the first responders say started with a Tesla in self-driving mode, making a left onto a railroad crossing early Saturday morning in Sinking Spring.
In this scenario would happen in Sinking Spring, the car drove off a roadway onto railroad tracks. That's a violation of the vehicle code.
Adams says the vehicle code does not recognize a car being self-driven.
We don't have a specific statute that addresses a car being self-driven. So he drove off the roadway. That would be a summary violation of the vehicle code.
And somebody explain to me what the hell he's talking about.
They don't know who to charge.
Right, because so the thing was in self-driving mode, right?
The car was.
Okay. And I don't know where the driver was. He seems like he might not have been assisting.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
And so he thinks he should probably charge the driver, even though, quote unquote, he wasn't the driver. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because he couldn't step in and intervene.
Right, because...
So he was asleep in the back seat?
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe he was asleep at the wheel. I don't know. But so their state, whatever state that was...
Pennsylvania.
They don't have it, you know, where you can be like in a Waymo yet.
So they're all confused.
Yeah, they don't know
who to charge.
They got to write the law.
Yeah. Who do you charge? Do you charge the company that made it?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they don't have their laws yet. Like in San Francisco, Waymo would be charged, right? Because you're in the back seat. You have no but this one, it's like you're still supposed to, in many states, be behind the wheel and ready to grab the wheel if the system malfunctions.
This has just ruined my day. I'm going to be thinking about this all day long today. Who do we charge? Think about it.
BJ and Jamie.
Look, I'm going to be very blunt about this. The weather is about to change. We're going to get really hot for the weekend. It's record temperatures over 100 degrees, or at least right at 100. You're going to need your air conditioning. If it doesn't work, your family's going to suffer. That is the bottom line. Okay. All right. Now let me give you the solution here. If you have a system in your house that doesn't work, it's time to replace it, right? You've had it for 25, 30 years. You've tried to fix it, but it just doesn't work. Well, I've got the answer. Steel Bros Heating and Cooling. That's your answer. They use the Bryant system, the best system in America. And you can have that in your home. I've got it in mind. And we're going to stay cool this coming weekend because that system works perfectly. And you need it too. Now, if you're looking to get one, all you got to do is get in touch with Steel Bros. Go to their website. Go to steelbrosheating.com to find out more. But get this. Financing. They've got it for you. You can get the job done now. And get this. 4 years, 48 months interest free. No reason not to do it, okay? So get with Steel Bros today. Go to their website, steelbrosheating.com, and get the Bryant system in your house because the heat.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
is coming.
DJ and Jamie.
I don't know. From where we sit here at the DTC, it certainly looks like it's going to storm today.
I know.
These clouds look like, there's trouble on the horizon, man.
And so check your airlines. We keep telling you that because it keeps going up and up and up, and there's delays and cancellations. So check all your flights.
Cancellation.
Well, I was reading this crazy thing. I think it was Delta. I'm just going to say that. Well, in the middle of the ocean, they had some kind of little problem, and it's weird. I didn't understand this. I guess captains have a real kind of pressure from the airlines to keep the schedule,
yeah,
right? And so they decided to go ahead and turn around. And it's such pressure because now when they turn around and take that flight back to Heathrow to get, out of service and all that, it screws up the entire system for Delta.
Sure. Even,
it's just one airplane can screw it all up. And I guess there's this pressure on these captains, like, maybe you should just go ahead and try it. Like, maybe it's not that bad. Maybe
like, it's not worth going back for.
Yeah, but in their brains, they're taught, like, safety, safety, safety.
Yeah.
But when you work for certain companies, they're like, just go ahead and go.
There was another Air India flight. You know, they just had their tragedy last week.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And that's the ones they turned around and went back.
Yeah, that's
and
what
they
I'm
kept
talking
saying
about.
That, hey, look, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Something wrong. We got to go back. And I think they were going, I forgot where, Hawaii or somewhere.
Yeah.
But
we don't know that side. You know, every business has their shady side. Yeah. And I guess on these airlines, they have their shady side where the captain wants to turn it around because there might be a little technical glitch or something. And that's what they're, you know, like a doctor, that's what you're trained for, that's what you do.
And
then the airlines have such, because now it's a trickle down, it all gets all screwed up.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I mean, you depend on this flight getting in from this destination to your destination in order to go to another destination. It's just a ripple effect you get there. And when you get to the airport and you got all these cancellations this morning, how many, like 1,000 already? They got 1,000.
Not cancellations,
but delays.
Delays, yeah.
Like 1,000 delays out there, and they've got like 20, 25 cancellations now, and that's going to grow throughout the afternoon as this weather gets worse. It just, you can't imagine what it does because we're such a hub here in Denver for the West Coast, going back to the East Coast. I mean, it just rocks the whole system.
So check your airlines. What do you got? Did you check that? Did you see what you got? I know. He watched that flight tracker. He like, I
disagree with my flight aware because I agree with you. It was 700 whatever.
Yeah.
A little while. Now it says 472.
Well, maybe they caught up.
I hope, but it was wrong even when we saw that number
on Fox.
Yeah,
30 what?
Yeah. And this is FlightAware, so I don't know what to believe.
Carson, he's obsessed with that FlightAware.
Yeah.
He just loves.
I watch look it at it every morning.
I watch it too.
You guys aren't going anywhere.
I know, but I love it. For reason, I'm fascinated by the airport. Like, I love it. I think I was born to be a pilot.
I think you were too,
because I really wanted to be a pilot when I was a kid. I just never pursued
it. Or maybe you were born to be a pizza king.
Yeah.
You guys, let me tell you something about Carson right now. He just showed me some pictures he took from his, is it a, what kind of oven is that?
It is a Blackstone pizza oven.
A Blackstone pizza oven. And he has not talked about it ever since he got it, because I guess he's been burning the hell out of them.
Yeah. It's not going well at all. It's actually been a sour point in
you
my life.
You finally caught on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's an art, man. It really is like a science.
And so he's all of a sudden, how long have you had that thing?
Like a couple years, I think.
So we've never heard about this pizza thing, right?
Never.
In fact, I kind of told him, I said, dude, I don't think you're ever going to use it because I think it's like a bread maker, right? Sounds like a great idea. And then you get it and you're like, all right, I made a big piece of bread, right?
How often am I going
to
use
it? But today he's showcasing his pizzas to all of us.
It was so good. And shout out to my sister-in-law because she came in clutch with this new recipe of like this new dough. She makes it with yogurt and flour.
So wait a minute. So it's really her pizza.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah,
she
if it's her dough.
She came in with the dough, but I still knew how to cook it. I still threw it on there, baby. 3 minutes to perfection. 301 to be exact.
I will tell you, the Blackstone is incredible.
Well, those pizzas look amazing. And so I just was kidding it to him because we were talking about that Y Combinator thing that my son is at for AI, right? And Sam Altman was on the stage and he's telling all these kids, like literally, like they can be anything they want in AI world and all this stuff, and they're all going to be billionaires, which I feel like is too much pressure for these children.
That's a lot. They're all going to want to quit school right now.
No, my Don't even get me started, because my kid actually met with a venture capitalist about his startup, and the guy told my kid to quit school and just go for it. Yeah, I'm like, you're not doing that. But anyway, but they did motivate him and say, like, you know, be bigger than whatever you're doing. I think you should be bigger than whatever you're doing, and you should start a pizza place.
Carson's Pizza Shack.
Yes, you can do it.
Wood fire pizzas. I can even have a food truck, so I can have a regular, like, brick and mortar, right? Yes. And then I can do some food trucks that just go out to all the festivals.
I mean, everybody who is like an entrepreneur, you know, they had a dream. I know you wanted to be a pilot, and that's where we started. But now I'm on to pizza. You can have Carson's Pizza Place. Rolling. We need a name.
Krusty Carson.
Krusty Carson.
I love it. Yes.
I like Carson's
Krusty
Pizza.
Krusty Carson. Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, I know names, man.
I mean, I've had a lot of dreams.
Gotta have a hook.
I wanted to be a hockey player. That didn't work out.
Right.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a pilot at some point. I just didn't do it. And now with pizza, I feel like that's
if you don't start, if you stop dreaming, you stop living. Wow. Put that on a poster.
Words to live by.
So the world is yours, Krusty.
It's your oyster or something.
No, it's your pizza.
Right.
It's your pizza. Pepperoni. BJ and Jamie. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Tuesday, I just saw a stat a few minutes ago about the Colorado Rockies. They're averaging 29,000 fans per game.
Wow.
Why upgrade?
I mean, they're making
That's
money,
crazy.
Right? That's still a moneymaker.
I mean, the crappiest team ever in baseball is averaging almost 30,000 people per game. We don't care, do we?
I mean, I guess these people are actually brilliant.
You know what they say?
The owners. What are their names?
Mumfords, right?
Yeah, the Mumfords.
Yeah,
the
Mumfords. I guess they're kind of smart.
They're actually like the most respected, some of the most respected owners, like in the owner's circle. They're all trying to constantly figure out, like, how do you get these people to come down to your stadium? And they like study the Rockies.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's what they say. Here's what the article says. The reason they average so many people per game is because so many people here in Denver, Colorado, it's grown so much, are transplants. So whenever a team comes to town, half the fans are for the opposing team.
I agree with
because
that.
Because if the Atlanta Braves come in, Chicago Cubs,
no,
you
we
name
go,
it.
Here we go. He's
LA Dodgers.
I hate the Dodgers. I hate them so much.
No, I just hate when I start.
Even Houston Astros. I mean, I could go on and on. It might. Isn't that amazing, though?
That is.
30,000 fans per game.
I mean,
that's twice the Pepsi Center.
Yeah.
We're never going to win anything.
Yeah.
Well, why would you? Yeah.
I saw
why
that they make
money?
Like $50 million a year.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know. Like, what's the point?
No, they're saying baseball for the city itself brings in $1.5 billion per year.
Wow.
Really?
So why in the hell would you upgrade?
You wouldn't, right?
No.
I do wonder, though. Can I just tell you? No. I don't know why I'm obsessed with that girl. You know the really hot chick that does the weather on this?
Yeah, Whitney, right?
Whitney, yeah. Why does she still work?
I don't know.
She's married to the son.
I don't know. I don't know.
No, listen. She she's married to a billionaire family.
You're not
she
curious
enjoys
about
her
this?
Job, maybe.
I know, but she has two littles.
Yeah, I'd be traveling. I'd be going all over the place.
If I married a billionaire, I am not going to be doing the weather.
I'd be living on a beach. I wouldn't be living here during the winter time.
Me either. Like, the last thing I'd be doing is pointing at a map.
Really? All right.
Well, you talk about it. If you won the lottery, you wouldn't be working.
Your sugar mama?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'd probably hang it up.
Because she married the lottery.
Yeah. Well, the Mumfords are making money. There's no doubt about that. Man, oh, man. Why upgrade the team? Why pay millions of dollars for players when you don't have to?
And
people
are
still showing up.
They do owe Schmidl an apology.
Why?
Because they lost me $60.
Oh, that's right. You've been betting against the Rockies.
Yeah. Check's in the mail, bud.
I got a feeling you'll get that back, though.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. They're bad.
Just a matter of time. Yeah, I think you'll be fine.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.